You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Southeastern Wisconsin is still under an air quality advisory through midday. It comes after almost a week of on-and-off concerns about pollution. The DNR says the particle levels may remain unhealthy for sensitive groups, particularly near Lake Michigan. People with breathing or heart issues should continue to avoid extended outdoor activity until conditions improve. Kenosha County will now allow the sheriff's office to hire deputies as young as 19. It comes after a 17-5 county board vote earlier this week. Applicants can now start their process at the age of 18 and a half. The minimum college credit requirement for non-sworn position has dropped to 40. County officials say the change addresses recruitment challenges and follows strict hiring standards. The Raymond School District in Racine County is under scrutiny after a new financial report was released this week. Online, read all about how the district is working to address concerns and maintain transparency for the community. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh other than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last-second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in Game 1 of the Finals.
Man, we just we keep believing, and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over here till it hits zero, and we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. Wicked might have gotten shut out at the 2025 Oscars, but it is a true box office blockbuster. Universal Studios is busy getting the word out about Wicked for Good, Chapter 2 of the film adapted from the Broadway musical, which made just shy of $500 million in the United States alone. Universal released the trailer for the second installment, which is available for viewing on YouTube and many other outlets. Wicked for Good is scheduled to hit theaters November 21st of this year. Just because you were a critically acclaimed director doesn't mean you get everything you want. Director Wes Anderson really wants Jodie Foster to be in his movies, but it hasn't happened. The director lamented that he has reached out to Foster several times, and they even hit it off at a meeting. Deadline reports he has approached her for almost every movie he's done, but it just hasn't worked out. Anderson still says he thinks Foster is just great and loves her. Who doesn't love Jodie Foster? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, and we're going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke again here today, but we will become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with showers likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.